CNN, babies decapitated in Hamas terror attack on small Israeli farming community. By Kurt Zindulka on October 10, 2023. CNN has reported that a Hamas terror attack on kibbutz Kfar Aza resulted in babies being decapitated in a bloody massacre in the small Israeli village. On Tuesday, the Israel Defense Forces invited foreign journalists to the site of a massacre at the kibbutz Kfar Aza, a small Israeli farming community of around 750 people just a few miles from the border with Gaza. One of the foreign journalists to visit the site was CNN correspondent Nick Robertson, who reported that around 70 Hamas terrorists stormed the border town on Saturday and were only driven back by the Israeli army on Monday evening. "There were so many murdered members of this kibbutz. Men, women, children, hand-bound, shot, executed, heads cut," Robertson claimed in a report from the scene. Speaking to Robertson, Israeli Major General Itai Viruv said, "What I saw, hundreds of terrorists in full armor, full gear, with all the equipment and all the ability make a massacre. Go from apartment to apartment, from room to room and kill babies, mothers, fathers in their bedrooms. They locked themselves in the protection rooms of their houses and people were out with their children and they killed them. They killed babies in front of their parents, and then killed the parents. They killed parents and we found babies between the dogs and the family killed before him. They cut heads of the people. I have heard during my childhood about the pogroms in Europe, the Holocaust, of course. All my family came from Europe, they are survivors. But I never thought I would see in my eyes pictures and things like that," he added. Nicole Zedek of the Israeli news station I-24 News claimed an IDF commander had told her that they discovered the bodies of around 40 babies, some of whom had their heads decapitated. Zedek also reported that the Israeli soldiers had relayed that they were persistently delayed in their searches of houses in the village by booby traps and grenades left behind by Hamas. However, Turkish state media Anadolu reports that an Israeli army spokesman said that they still do not have confirmation that Hamas beheaded babies. "We have seen the news, but we do not have any details or confirmation about that," the spokesman reportedly told the Turkish news agency. Major Nir Dinar, a spokesman for the Israel Defense Forces, told the Insider website on Tuesday that he did not see any images of dead infants himself, but claimed that soldiers had found decapitated corpses of babies at Kfar Aza. The spokesman could not confirm how many babies were found dead or how many had their heads cut off. Dinar said, "We cannot confirm any numbers. What happened in kibbutz Kfar Aza is a massacre in which women, children, toddlers and elderly were brutally butchered in an ISIS way of action. These people, Hamas, are animals," Dinar added. "They have butchered women and children in worse ways than ISIS." French journalist Marco Haddad of broadcaster La Chaîne Info has claimed to have seen images, which she said have been corroborated, showing children as young as 2 years old beheaded by Hamas in the kibbutz of Kfar Aza. "It is a horror, a massacre. It's so macabre that no one wanted to reveal it until they had 100% confirmation," she said. A survivor of the attack, Avner Schwartzman, said according to Reuters that he hid, alongside his wife and one-year-old daughter, in a safe room in their house for over 20 hours before being rescued by Israeli soldiers. "There were bodies everywhere. Dead bodies everywhere," he said. "We saw our little piece of paradise, our little piece of heaven, was totally burnt. Burnt and with blood everywhere." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to Zindulka@Breitbart.com.